this year's International Day of Peace falls at a critical moment for South Sudan. I wish to emphasize that the United Nations and the international community stand ready to support the country as it renews its commitment to the current peace process and to help address its pressing humanitarian needs. Let us remain hopeful that South Sudan's fifth year as an independent sovereign country brings us closer to finding an end to conflict and creating and securing a safe future for the succeeding generations. The peace agreement signed in August 2015 provided a roadmap for the country to return to peace. This constituted a crucial step forward to end the unfathomable atrocities the people of South Sudan have suffered since December 2013. Yet, renewed fighting that took place here in Juba this past July was a grievous setback, one which resulted in loss of life and forced scores of civilians to flee their homes. The United Nations condemned in the strongest terms this resurgence of violence in the capital and across other areas of the country. As we mark today as International Day for Peace, we must have renewed hope that South Sudan can turn another page and achieve a lasting peace. We know that the challenge ahead remains immense. Millions of people continue to suffer the impact of years of war. Hundreds and thousands are displaced from their home and many are still affected by violence. It is therefore crucial that this country's leaders renew their commitment to the implementation of a peace agreement. Achieving lasting peace and reconciliation, where we can foster sustainable and long-term development, will require the commitment of a transitional government and the people to put their differences aside and work together. The United Nations is here to support the people and the leaders of this country. The mission will continue to collaborate with all South Sudanese and international and regional partners to help secure the return of the country to peace and stability. The people of South Sudan have suffered far too long and they deserve nothing else. Let me conclude, Your Excellency, by saying that I hope in many years' time we can say that this was the year when a turning point was reached, when the guns were finally silenced and the nation came together to start to build a brighter future for the girls and boys of South Sudan.